A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Davav, Tamura 6a, pagination 11. We're discussing the opinions of Abaye and Rava as we understand them right now from Dalet Amud Beis at the end of the blat, where Abaye said anything that the Torah says not to do will have legal effect and therefore it's punishable. And Rava holds it does not have legal effect. Nevertheless, person gets punished for doing the action. The ramification, as explored on today's daf, is quite significant in the case of gezel, stolen goods. Let's picture the scenario where a person steals an item, and then, while it's in the possession of the thief, he goes ahead and makes improvements on it. He stole wood, and he built a bookcase. He stole wool, and he fashioned a garment. It went up significantly in value. If you take the position that the Torah said not to do it, and therefore it doesn't take effect, that means that legally it will remain in the possession of the original owner, and all of the improvements belong to the original owner. I don't know if you're going to have to pay the thief for his labor, perhaps, but the enormity of increased value over here is going to belong to the original owner from whom the item was stolen, if indeed you say that there is no legal effect. It remains the way it was supposed to be, because by Torah law, what he did was forbidden to be done. Let's see the Braisa. Counting down six lines. Hare Gezel. Let's consider, the Gemara says, the case of Gezel. Derachmana amar lo sigzal. The Torah says, don't steal. Utnan. And we learned as follows. Hagozel eitzim va'asa'on kelim. A person steals wood and makes it, fashions it into a vessel. Tzemer va'asa'on begodim. Wool. And he made it into a garment. Mishalim kish'as hagzela. He pays like the time of the theft. To yufta de Rava. That's a question on Rava. Because Rava took the position that if the Torah says not to do it, it will not have legal effect, in which case it should still belong to the original owner, and he should own the increase in value. And instead, what we're seeing is that when you're ready to do tshuva, you only have to pay like it was at the time of the theft. Amalach Rava, Rava will answer, Shaini Hasam, that case is different to Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Asher gozal, veheshev esagzela asher gozal, you should return the item that you stole the way you stole it. Kemasha gozal, the same way that it was stolen. And therefore, based on a gzeres hakosuv, Ravas explains the statement from the Mishnah that it gets paid according to its original value, even though indeed, according to logic, the theft does not give the thief ownership, and really it belongs to the original person, and the increased value goes to him. There's a pasuk, when you want to do tshuva, pay it up according to its value at the time of the theft, which is, in this case, the lower value. Skipping down to the bottom of the page, four lines up, after describing more than 10 such examples, where each time we bring it to bear on Rava's opinion, Rava deflects it and says, oh, there's a special reason why that case is different. Amale Ravacha bere de Rava le Ravashi. Vahashta dishaninan kolhani shinuye. Now that we've answered all of these answers, de Abaya v'Rava, but my pligi, what do Abaya and Rava actually argue about? We started off thinking this was this major argument, and then every case we bring gets deflected. An example by Ones that we had yesterday, Rava says, Lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav, this is a mitzvah saseh, so it's different. In this case, ke'ein shagazal. No, the way it was stolen, special gzeres hakasov. So after you have all of these deflections, so what do they really argue about? The Gemara attempts to answer this in the case of ribis. Let's skip down after the Gemara deflects that. On Amud Beis, two lines up from the wide. What indeed do Abaye and Rava argue about? And the Gemara answers, Bishinui kone. Whether you do something different and there's a kinyan or not. So the first approach in Rashi is that this is an expression similar to the original expression of a person who goes against the Torah, called Milsa D'Omar Rachmana Lo Savid. He did a shinui. He did something unusual. He was Avar Al Da'as HaMakom. He went against what Hashem told him to do, if it takes effect or not. And what the Gemara is essentially answering is that even though in all of these cases we reach the same conclusion and ruling for Abaye and Rava, and they both agree on the Mishnah or Braisa that was brought, but they argue in logic. Perhaps we can call this Mashmaos Dorshim. The way they reach that conclusion is the difference between Abaye and Rava. But in ruling, they're going to rule the same way in all of these cases, at least. The second approach in Rashi is that the words shinui kone are revisiting the case of gezel. We said in the case of gezel theft that even though according to Rava, logically, it should still belong to the original owner and the benefits in the product should belong to him. And we deflected that reasoning based on a pasuk asher gozal ke'ein shegozal, that even Rava holds only pay it back according to the value at the time of the theft. And therefore there's no difference between Abaye and Rava in a practical sense. The Gemara is revisiting that and says, no, perhaps Rava really does hold a different ruling in that case. Bishinui kone, in the case of whether you do something unusual, different, unique to the stolen goods, whether you're kone it or not, is indeed a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya holds, you do something against the Torah, it takes legal effect. Rava holds, however, in this revisiting of that scenario, that it does not take legal effect. And indeed, Rashi brings that there's such an opinion. Ika lamanda omar shinui lo kani. There's an opinion that holds that a shinui, doing something unique in the stolen goods, does not take effect. And that would be the position that Rava holds. According to this second approach, there is indeed a known difference in our Gemara between Abaya and Rava, and that would be in the case, Bishinui Kone, in the case of Gezel. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.